Radio Gull, where the sound of yesterday and tomorrow meets.
Akash by Radio Gull, our Bhavishyat Shabdo.
Pit Kalatin Metrin Adit Kalatin Kolia.
Titayin Anagatayin Shabda. Jaha, do Kal ki Mulaqat Hogi.
There was once a war machine created for inciting violence. It used sonic waves to penetrate into the ears of those that lived in utter fear. A forced entry. Hectoring fascists spat into the mouthpiece of this war machine. The spittle of hate dribbled into the pores of the mouthpiece. Pours boiling hot lead into the ears of those that lived in utter fear. They thought it was honey. When their ears burned and the hot lead reached their brain, singeing their central nervous system, then, only then, did they admit that fascism is a death drive ideology, and that they who lived in utter fear were once also murderers.
Mahavidrohir anoklanto, ami sei din hobo shanto, jobe utpiditer krandano rol, akashe batashe dhonibe na, ottacharir khorto kripar bhim ranabhume dhonibe na.
আমি চিরবিদ্রোহী বীর, আমি বিশ্ব ছাড়ায় উঠিয়াছি একা চির উন্নতশীল।
ইউ আর লিসনিং টু দ্য ফাইনাল এপিসোড অফ রেডিও কাল নট উইড ফ্রিকোয়েন্সিজ লাইভ ফ্রম দ্য ডার্কিশ ম্যাটার রেডিও স্টুডিও ইটস হোস্টেড বাই নোবটিক টুনাইট. In the solitary company of the ticking clock, I, your RJ Pro, bring to you an episode named Oral Sex, the Hour of Kali. Named after the dark goddess of death, this is a loving homage to the power of the radio wave and sonic frequencies to make your skin crawl and send chills down your spine, pulling you close into an intimate space where momentary fear gives way to a flood of closeness across machines and distances. Mixing ASMR, horror and political speech, three body-related genres of sound, tonight we will turn the radio from a war machine to a love machine. Happy moonrise.
About 3 months into the pandemic, the term mental health started being bandied around a great deal. Many people who had lived in denial of their own interiorities so far realized the heavy bearing that the world had on their minds and how hard it could be to just simply keep sane under adverse circumstances. People were desperate for any sort of respite from the unholy levels of fear, stress, grief, and helplessness of the plague. The neurodivergent types, so far shunned and ignored by society, had de facto become the wisest of us all. They were absolutely prepared for any mental health emergency the pandemic could spring on them. My friend was one such wise woman. Very early on in the plague, she had instructed me to normalize a healthy sleep schedule. A chronic insomniac and prone to hyperstimulation, she had introduced me to the world of ASMR, an internet video subculture in which people make hand movements and whisper into sensitive microphones to relax viewers into a state of sleep. ASMR stood for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, a parascientific phenomenon in which particular oral and visual triggers could induce what could be called tingles in the body of the audience. There was a massive amount of information about this online, chat rooms dedicated to tingle-related discussions, fan pages and explanation videos of the world's best ASM artists, and hordes of ASMR videos, just hordes, to consume and to relax to. Yet, there was hardly any science backing it up. On being asked why so, my wise friend made a simple yet poignant point. She said, "If you want to check the scientific veracity of ASMR, all you need to do is check the comments under the videos. Every other comment is from someone struggling with mild to acute mental and physical health problems, unable to access healthcare. Isn't healthcare science? And in absence of the promised healthcare from society, isn't the care given to these folks by ASMR also science?" Fair point. But I was genuinely intrigued. ASMR seemed like a solid sort of solution to many serious snags within the traditional healthcare system. Loneliness in patients, especially in geriatrics, hyperstimulation issues in folks with ADHD, anxious babies in the neonatal ward, all could get some relief from ASMR. It seemed to me that the thing that prominently kept ASMR firmly in the bin of pseudoscience was its relationship to pleasure. In an old chat page from the early 2000s, I found a bunch of bullying posts directed at one of the first pioneering ASMR artists, Miss Lulu, who is now world famous but was just starting out back then. The chat board was full of vitriolic misogyny, calling the artist a cheap whore who should just call her practice porn instead of anything else. Back then, she was only doing whispers, and already it had rubbed people the wrong way. A sudden arousal, a sudden call to closeness, a sudden reminder of one's eros out of nowhere, often leads to fear of losing control in repressed patriarchal societies. The chat steadily turned darker and darker, and eventually gave way to direct threats to Miss Lulu's life. I found out that apparently she left the internet and went dark for about a decade and has recently resurfaced as a star of mukbang, a form of ASMR hyper-focused on eating and chewing sounds and images. I became a bit of an addict of Miss Lulu's chewing and gulping works. She kept her identity extremely secret given the history of cyberbullying, and her videos would often just consist of her chewing in the background of a close-up of an aquarium with fishes swimming inside. It was a sure-shot superhighway to the land of sleep. But within about 5 to 6 months, I realized that Miss Lulu's chewing was not only relaxing me, it was arousing me very intensely. I started going to bed earlier than usual, where I would lie listening to Lulu's mouth sounds, masturbate, and fall asleep. All I could think of through the day was Lulu's juicy little mouth, sucking on things, lulling me to sleep. That cheap whore. She should just call her practice porn instead of anything else. I visited my wise friend as a last resort, trying to find a solution to my hyper-obsession with Miss Lulu. I told her everything. I spared no details. She listened carefully, face entirely masked from feelings. And then she began asking me questions. When did Miss Lulu upload her last video? Where are you watching it? Does she actually show her face? Can you recognize anything from the settings of the video? I couldn't tell why I was interrogated like this. Eventually, my wise friend told me the strangest story. At the peak of her career, Miss Lulu had become a massive internet star. Yet, her identity was not known. News channels hounded her, video bloggers tried to trace her address through her IP. But it was all to no avail. Till one day, a crazed fan wrote a strange misogynistic Facebook post and posted it on all incel and far-right misogynist chat rooms, claiming that he was a super fan and that he will murder Miss Lulu because that cheap whore should just call her practice porn instead of anything else. What followed was a sudden live video from Miss Lulu's page in the middle of the night, in which everything was the same, except the visual. There was chewing, as usual, loud sucking and chewing, as sensuous and calming and arousing as ever. And on camera, hunched over the lying figure of the incel superfan, was Miss Lulu,
an eldritch, tentacular, many-mouthed creature of terrifying beauty, chewing the man's ripped-out organs and bones.
Comrades, there was once a war machine that poured hot lead into the ears of its listeners that lived in fear. But into the ears of those of us that were fearless, it poured silken honey. The war machine created for inciting violence, held hostage by the bloated voice boxes of fascists, was actually a love machine. It used sonic waves to ooze oral honey into the ears of those that lived in a state of love. A sensuous discharge. With the love machine, we performed oral sex on lovers and friends across long distances. Our erotic radio waves throbbed in the rhythm of our beloved's hearts. From war to love, comrades. From war to love, we found our way, riding the waves of the celestial sound.
Radio Kal, where the sound of yesterday tomorrow meets.
Akash Pali Radio Kal, our Bhubishyate Shabdo.
Pitkalate Matrim, Adikalate Dipali Hai.
Titayin Anagatayin Shabdo. Jahan Do Kal Ki Mulaqat Hogi.